Right now, we are heading up to the Ely Folk School, and we are going to be speaking with Betty Firth. Morning, Betty.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How much snow did you get up there in Ely?
Well, it's still coming down in kind of gloppy chunks, and it's not accumulating a lot, but there's a little white on the ground.
All right. Well, take a deep breath and tell us what's going on up there.
Okay. Well, did you get snow?
Yeah, we got a little bit of snow. I think like in Brainerd, there was no snow, but we lost our signal in the Bagley and Shevlin area because of wind. So, yeah, there's a dusting of snow everywhere, maybe an inch, possibly two in some places.
Okay. Yeah, here we go into winter.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, here we go.
So, we're having a number of great classes coming up. And this weekend, we're going to have beginning rug hooking. And there's still some room in that one and a tapestry class, beginning tapestry. And our instructor for rug hooking, Bonnie Lundorfer, is coming over from Bemidji.
Sure.
So we're glad to have her coming into town. And coming up on the weekend of the 19th and 20th, we're going to have Introduction to Chip Carving, which is a new class, new instructor. We had this class offered a couple years ago, but we haven't had it for a while. So he makes beautiful creations, and everyone will get to learn how to do that. And as well, that weekend, we're going to have pine needle basketry and beginning weaving class and learning to weave on a rigid heddle loom. So, and then following up after that is Introduction to Chaga with Allie Austin from Virginia. She's taught classes in the area and is very... very successful teacher, and people really enjoyed her class when we had it about a month and a half ago. So, do you want to hear about more classes coming up?
Of course. I want to ask you what chip carving is.
Oh, it's a type of carving where you use like a sort of a small chisel, and you take out little tiny chunks and make these intricate designs. They're just beautiful. And it's once mastered, it's it takes some practice to get that skill down, but people can make truly, truly amazing pieces.
Hmm. Sounds fascinating. Yeah, if you have it, you can tell us more if you have more.
Okay, well, one thing coming up in November during deer hunting rifle season, we're going to have what I call Fabulous Fibers Festival. And so we're going to have classes in spinning, making a woven scarf. A new instructor, Jessica Kellogg, is going to be doing chainmail jewelry, which is beautiful jewelry and kind of soft metallic hues with just putting links together. You know, chain mail, it sounds like kind of medieval ages with that, but we're not making armor or the chain mail to go on armor, but it really makes lovely jewelry. And we'll also be offering rosemaling during that time with Kim Garrett, who has studied with master rosemalers both here in the United States and in Norway. And, in fact, she just received two blue ribbons and best of show at the Minnesota State Fair.
Nice.
So, yeah, she's another, people rave about all our instructors, so can't really tout one above another one. and then also in November, about mid-November, we're going to have an introduction to Photoshop with Ken Hupala, who is very, very thorough, very excellent, and gets rave reviews also from his students. And then a knitting class with about Latvian knitting, which is very intricate, beautiful designs. People will learn the techniques in doing that.
All right.
And then pine needle basketry will be offered again.
Sounds good. You got a lot of stuff going on up there in God's country.
We do, and I hope people will come up and give our classes a try.
Sounds good, Betty. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right.
Have a good day.
Calling.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School.